You ask a question, I'll bring you a proof from actions that happen every single day. Rashi says, I'll bring you proof from actions, nice and happen every single day, that they do let them collect from Mishabadim. Even in the case where there's Bnei Chorin, but if the Bnei Chorin, those fields that the Leiva has got ruined, we let the Malva go to the people that bought the fields and collect from them. See who Garva, there was a person. The Mishkan Le Pardisa Lechavra Liesashanim. There was a person that borrowed $1,000, and he told the person, "No, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back by letting you use my paradise, that's my orchard, for 10 years. You could use to get all the oranges for the next 10 years, and that's the way I pay up the chayv." Now what happened was, v'kash l'chamish shanim. After 5 years, the orchard dried out. So the guy said, "Listen, you didn't pay me back your money, my money. I lent you $1,000. You're supposed to pay me back if I used the field for 10 years. After 5 years now, it got ruined. I can't use it anymore. So a good 50% you paid up, but you still owe me another 500. So now, what happened was, v'yos l'kaim with the rabbanin. They came in front of the rabbanin, v'kos v'le tirfa, and they wrote this person a shtar tirfa. In other words, he has a right now to collect the next $500 back from the loiva. And if the loiva in between sold the fields to other people, he has a right to collect from those other people. You see, clearly, you could collect from Mishabodim, even though there's Bnei Chorin in here, that got ruined. Like this paradise is here, just that got ruined. So you see, since it got ruined, you have a right to collect from Mishabodim. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you maybe it's different that case. Hosam Nani, there also, I'll tell you maybe, Inuhudi Asidu Anashayu. They ruined it for themselves. These people that bought the fields, after that loan took place, off this loiva, they themselves did something wrong. Why? Like everybody knows that this person lent $1,000. And they know how they pay up the person by letting him use his orchard for 10 years. Everybody should know an orchard doesn't last 10 years. An orchard's aiming to dry out. So Meli, you should have known that that person is going to come back and take these fields that the loiva still has. So therefore, you shouldn't have bought the fields in the first place. So, therefore, you shouldn't have bought the fields. So maybe then we take it away from you. But maybe in a normal case, where the guy has a normal field, so you have a right to buy one field, because you know you're leaving over another field for the light, for the malva. Then later, something abnormal comes, a marble comes and ruins the field, maybe there we can't take it away from him. So you have no raya from here. But still the Gemara says, Yishno v'ilkos, so what's the maskana, what's the locha? No, ishtaduf. Bnei Chorin, in the case where the Bnei Chorin, the property that Loiva has, gets ruined, the Lacher is Tofim and Mishabdi. You have a right to collect from Mishabodim. We have a right to sell Lamais, you didn't get paid up. You have a right to go Mishabodim. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, what's going to be in the case of Nichsei Lecho? I say, this property I want to give to you. Rashi says, a man goes to a Pnuya. A man goes to a girl and says, listen, I want to give you a present, I'm giving you this property. But V'yachrecha Lepleini, after you die, I don't want your Yashim to get it, but after you get finished with it, I want it to go to somebody else. That's what you have a right to do. Now the Maisa was V'yomda V'nises. Now this man married this girl. Now it's his wife. The Locher is Baal Kechevi. When you marry your wife, the property the husband has a right to use, the husband is called like a Lekeach. It's like the husband bought it off her. So when she dies now, we don't let the field go to the achrecha, the second person, but rather stays by the husband. And the second person has no right to keep it, the mokem abal. And come on, who does this go like? This tanya we learned. Nichsei lechor. Somebody says, I want to give you a present. I'm going to give you my fields. But you should know, after you die, it doesn't go to your yorshim, but after you get finished with it, it goes to somebody else. You have a right to give such a present like a shear. What happened was, Yorah the Rishon, the first guy went down to it, but Umochar, he sold it right away. So Lachar is Hasheni Moitzi Men Alekuchais, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the Mechira doesn't help, since you only have it for a short time, and when you die, it has to go to the second guy, so you have the right to sell it to take away from the second guy. The second guy gets it from the first one, from the one that bought it off the first one. That's Rebbe Shita. But Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, Ein L'sheni Elamasha Shaya Rishon. The second one only has what the first one left over. So merely you see, if the first guy sold it, his Mechira helps. So here also,
true, the man first said, I'm giving it to this girl, and after this girl, somebody else gets it. But now when this man marries her, it's like he bought it off her. So if she sells it to somebody else, then even when she dies, we don't say the Acharecha gets it, but rather, since she sold it, the Mechira is called the good Mechira. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mechira helps. So her Rabbi is saying like a Shimon ben Gamliel, that the Mechira is called the good Mechira. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up tzaddik heyom a days. Again, the Rabbi said again, Rabbi, that nichsei l'cho v'achrecha l'ploini, if somebody said to a girl, I want to give you a present, and after you die, the matona should go to somebody else. That's called v'achrecha l'ploini. Now, v'yom d'v'nissis, now the man went and married her. And the loch is when you marry, so the Baal has a loch like a lokeach, like he bought the fields off his wife. The husband has a loch as if the property that belongs to his wife, as if he bought it off her. And therefore, when his wife dies, the other person that's supposed to get it after her doesn't get it anymore. Because we look as if she sold it, and like we'll soon see, like this Tana, like Mar says, come on, the Tana you learned. Somebody says, I'm giving you a present. But the achrecha l'ploini, after you die, I want this present, this matana, to go to somebody else. It doesn't stay for Yerusha, for your children. So halacha is now, Yorad Harishin Umachar Hasheni. Let's say the first one that received the present went now and sold it to somebody else. Not to the Yachrecha, but to somebody else. So halacha is, Moitzim Yad HaLakuchis. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds, we take it away from Lakeach. They have no right to sell it. He holds no, the second one only has what's left over from the first one. Therefore, when the first one had the present, since she sold it, the Mechira helps, and therefore when she dies now, the second one has no right to get it, but rather it stays by the person that bought it. Here also, the husband, when he went and married her, a Baal is considered like a Lekeach, like he buys off his wife her property. So therefore, when she dies, the present does not go to the achrecha, the third person, but rather it stays by the husband. For the Gemara, is this true? Mi Amar Rabbi Hocha, the Rabbi Taka, say it like this. I have Amar Rabbi, we know Rabbi said, Eizeyu Rosha Orem. What's called a person that's a Rosha, a wicked person? Is there such a person, Hamasi Eitza, that gives somebody advice, Limchor Benechosim Kavashimah Megamliel? If he gives somebody advice to do it, Kavashimah Megamliel, Abaya calls the person a Rasha. What's this case? Where again, Reuven gave Shimon a present. And he told Shimon that after you die, the present goes to Yehuda. So somebody now comes and gives Shimon advice. You know what, Shimon? Don't let the present stay by you and go to Yehuda, but rather you go and sell it to somebody else. This way you'll gain on the deal. You keep the money will be yours later. That's not a good thing to do. That's called a Rasha. So how come the Rabbi is mashma that the husband is allowed, this man is allowed to marry her? When the man goes and marries her, he's automatically taking it away from the achrecha. So it should be like a rush. It shouldn't be nice for this man to marry her. So where is this true? Mi koma tinosei. Did Rabbi say here in this case? Here the case was where a man gave a present to a lady and told the lady that this present, after you die, goes to somebody else. And now the man goes to marry her. So when the man marries her, it's like he's buying it back off her, that the property stays by him. So true, that Abaye say the man's supposed to look at Pila, go and marry her. Nisei koma. Abaye just said that if the man went ahead and married her, that's the law that he keeps the property. But true, if you'd ask Abaye what to do, he would say, don't go and marry her. Or else make up a t'nai that you would not take it away from Achrecha. Because since this present is supposed to go to somebody else, it's not nice for you to take it away from that person. Now, V'yomer Abaye says like this, what's going to be in the case of Nichsei Lecho, I'm going to give you a present, my property should belong to you, but V'yachrecha L'ploini, after you die, I don't want your kids to Yashin, I'm leaving over some type of a shear. I own a little bit of this property enough to say that when you die, it should go to somebody else. That's called V'yachrecha L'ploini. After you die, it should go to somebody else. Now, Umochro, what happened was the middle person sold it. Umesa, or this was the husband. Umochro, means the husband married this to his wife. Because a man gave his wife a present and said, V'achrech l'ploini. Umochro, and she went ahead and sold it to somebody else. Umesa, and then she dies. The Baal now has the right to take it away from the lakuchis, because the wife had no right to sell it. Halacha is whatever the wife sells, the husband gets back. Therefore, first of all, the husband has the right to take it away from the lakuchis. Now, once it goes back to the Baal, we say now when the wife dies, the present was given to her, but on the condition that after she dies, it goes to this other person. So this other person now comes to the husband and takes it away from the husband. So who is it going to be the kasha? It's not like Abaye said before. But here, Mashma, the Achrecha, the third person, has the right to come and take it away from the husband. Now, once the Achrecha has it, for Lakeach, Miyad Achrecha. So Lakeach, the one the wife sold it to, she has the right to get it away. That person that bought it off the wife, he says, listen, she sold it to me first, I take it back. And what happens now? There's like a case of a Chazeres Chalila, that it goes around and around in a circle. Whoever gets it, the next one takes it away. Once the Lakeach gets it, then the husband says, listen, I have the rights over it before my wife. And once the husband gets it, the Achrecha gets it. So it goes back, what do we do here? So Mishnah Gemara says, U'matmina l'kula b'yodet l'keach. We'll let the Lakeach keep it. The Lakeach, the one that paid money for it, he's the one that keeps this field. And they don't make up shara like an agreement between all of them, but rather we give it straight to Lakeach. So this the Gemara asks why. Maishna mehoda tanan. Why is this different than the last Mishnah we had? That the Mishnah said, v'chazeres chalila, in a case where there's a shaila, who gets the property? That it goes to one, to the next one, to the next one, it keeps on going around circles. Well, you have two lakeachs, and you were meichel to one. So the second one takes it, goes back to the first one, goes back to the meicher. So we say there, atshiyasep shara b'nayim. In a case where each one has a right to take it away from the next one, we say, you know what to do with this property? Make up shara. They have to make some type of a settlement. We don't leave it by anyone, but unless they all make a settlement. Salkam over here was saying when it goes around and around, we let the lakeach keep it, the one that bought it off the wife. So Moran says, Hosa mislub said lakula. In the Mishnah's case, but the two wives are collecting the ksuba, all of them is having a loss. Therefore, we don't know what to do, and we let all of them make an agreement between them. Because we can't give it to one more than the other, all of them are losing out something. But Hocher over here was really a present. The present was given to the wife. Now the wife went and sold it to somebody. The person that bought it now paid money for it. So really the only one that's losing out is this person that bought it, because he paid money for it. Therefore, Hocher Lakeach Ud Yisleib Seida. Since Lakeach is the one that's going to lose out here, because she got it as a present. Now to give it to the Achrecha is also a present. To give it to the husband is also a present. But Lakeach, the one that bought it, he mamish paid money for it. He's going to lose out. So it's a svara not to let him lose out. Therefore, we let him keep the property. But Akopar, this was Abaye's last halacha, that the husband does not take it away from the Achrecha. And this the Gemara asks, Ozal Rafrum Omal Shmaita Kaim the Ravashi. Rafrum went over and said this halacha in front of Ravashi. So Ravashi said, Miyom Rabaye Hochi? Is it true that Abaye said like this case, that if the wife sells it, the husband does not get it? Is that true that the husband does not get it? Abaye just said before, Nichsay Lecho, where a man tells the lady, here I'm giving you a present, the Achrecha Leplaini, and you should know after you die, I want this present to go to somebody else. Now Omdovin, he says, now if this man marries her, Halacha is Baal Lekeachevi. The Baal is like a Lekeach, like he bought the property off his wife. And the aim the Achrecha b'mokam b'aklum, and therefore the Achrecha, even after his wife dies, the husband keeps the property, and it does not go to the Achrecha. And before Abaye just said, just the opposite, that the husband has no right to keep it. The Achrecha takes it away from the husband. So you see, the husband is not called like a Lakeach, like he buys it off his wife. So according to Stira and Abaye, so where it said there's a difference. Omalei hosam di omala kishi penuya. Abaye's first halacha is, when you go over to this girl, when she's not married, she's a penuya, and you give her a present. When you give her a present, then the pshat is, you're giving her the present, and you're saying when she dies, it goes to somebody else. True. But I call upon him, when you marry her, it's considered that you're buying it off her. So that's the halacha, she has a right to sell to somebody else. That's true. But halacha, the second case of Abaye was, the Yomalo, when the husband told his wife, Kishina Suya, here we're talking about that they were married already. And now when they're married, now the husband gives his wife a present. and tells his wife, you should know, after you die, I want that Acherecha to have it. So what is the husband saying? The husband is saying clearly that when she dies, I'm not going to get it, but rather Acherecha gets it. That's why here the husband doesn't get it. So my Kamala, what is the husband telling his wife? I'm married to you already. So what do you mean that after you die, somebody else gets it? I mean to say clearly, Acherecha likni, that this other person gets this present, Baal likni. But me, myself, doesn't. I do not get it. So since if he's married already, now he gives it to his wife and tells his wife, listen, after you die, it goes to somebody else. That's like clearly saying, not to the husband. Mashenka, in the first case of Abaya is, you didn't marry her yet. Stam, a man goes to a girl and gives her a present and says that when she dies, she should go to Acherecha to somebody else. Then later, if the husband marries her, now it's good. Now when the husband marries her, it's considered like he bought it off her, and therefore he has the right to keep it. But if that wasn't his first condition, that he can't get it, because at the beginning he wasn't married to her. But if he's married to her already, and he says clearly she should go to somebody else, that's like saying, not to me. Then the end of the Mishnah said, V'chein Baal Chayv. We have the same type of a case by a Baal Chayv also, there should be a Chayz Zachalila. But the first case of the Mishnah was with the two wives, they both had a right to get a ksuba. And one wife wrote to Lakeach that I'm not going to collect from you. So therefore the other wife, the second wife, gets it. And when the second wife collects it, the first one gets it from her, because her ksuba came first. Then Lakeach gets it away from her. So it goes around and around until they make a pshara. The Mishnah said, V'chein Baal Chayv. The same thing, you can have a case by a Baal Chayv also. So Mor explains what's the case. Tony will learn like this. V'chein Baal Chayv v'shnei lekuches, where somebody owes somebody else money. Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and now Shimon went and sold his two fields to two different people. So they have the same case where one takes it and one takes it away from the other and it keeps on going around. V'chein Isha Baal Chayv, the same thing where a wife, where a husband dies, so she has a right to collect the ksuba. U'shnei lekuches, the husband before that sold the two properties he has to two different people. And she made it tonight with one of them, she won't collect from him. So she has a right to collect from the other one. Then the other one takes it away from her. And it goes back and forth, around and around, until we make up shor. That's the case how you have these. So Rashi says, V'chein Baal Chayv v'shnei lekuches means, Reuven noisei b'Shimon mona. Reuven lent $100 to Shimon. V'loi shtei sodis, and Shimon has two fields. U'mochron l'shnayim, he sold it to two different people. Zubachamishim, zubachamishim. He sold it to two different people for $50 a piece. Now, because of the Baal Chayv, Reuven lent the money, the Lakeach Sheni wrote to the second person that bought the second field, Dinu Dvar Mein Limach, I won't bother you to take the collected away from you. So, Lachar is Baal Chayv Neitum Yad Rishon. The Baal Chayv goes to the first one and collects the field from him. The Kan and Leiman Achdimach, I can't say I left over something for you. Sherei Chayv Kneged Shtayim, because I have to collect $100, not just $50. Now, once he takes away from the first one, the lacher is rishon meitzem yad hasheni. The first one goes to the second one, because the first one bought a bachrayis. So since when the first one bought the first field, the second field still belonged to the loiva, he has the right to collect it. Now once the second one gets it, o baal chayv chayzu meitzi avzum in a rishon. It goes back to the first one. The baal chayv takes that also. Lakech misheni keeps on going back and forth until they have to make some type of agreement between them. And the same thing, the isha with the baal chayv. Shoyalah Chayv Ksubasa, Al Baila. Anisha, that the husband died, and she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Umocha Shtei Spesel Lashnayim. And the husband, before he died, sold his two fields to two different people. V'yayim B'shnei Melekdei Ksuba. Both fields together equal her Ksuba. Now she wrote to one of them, Ein Limoch. Salachar is Isha Maitzi Miyad Lakech Rishon. The Isha collects from the first one. Then the first one collects from the second one. Then the Isha goes back to the first one. So these are cases, you have the din of the Mishnah that goes around and around, until they finally have to make some type of a pshara, some type of an agreement between them. Yehadrin Alecho Amishra Yenosri. Mishnah says, Almona Nizoynas Minichsi Yisaymen. When the husband dies, the wife, the Almona, has the right to collect her Mizoynas from then on, from the Nechosim, the Nisaymen Yashin. The father leaves over property, karka. So Alochar is, calls the man, she doesn't collect her ksuba, like Kozman, she's staying beyond Manusa, she has the right to get fed from the assignment. Now, Kozman, the assignment are feeding her. My siyodeh shohen, if she does do some work, then her paycheck goes to them. Since they're feeding her, that's a takana, she has to give her paycheck to them. But v'yein chayavim b'kfurasa, when she dies now, the Yorshim don't have to be kaiver her. Why not? Because we had a locha that the husband has to be kaiver his wife, has to bury his wife, is because he takes over a ksuba. The nedunya, the presents that she brought in, the husband keeps. So b'schus that the husband keeps the ksuba, he has to take care of her kvura. So the kid says, totally, who yashins the ksuba? So here, the yorshim here, the yisoimim, don't get her ksuba. That Mishnah says, they're potter from kvura. But rather, yorsheho, yorshik subosa, chayovim the kvurasa. Whoever yashin saksuba, whether it's her father yashin saksuba, therefore her father has to be kaiver her. Because that was a takana. Whoever yashin saksuba, they have the chiyuv to bury her. So the Gemara, Iboilu, I have a question like this. The Mishnah says, Nizoinus Tenan, does the Mishnah mean that they have a right to always get fed from the Yisaimim? Whenever the husband dies, the wife now has the right to be fed from the children? It's up to the children if they want to feed her or not. Because really it's like this. If they pay her up her ksuba right away, she has no right to get mezoinus. She only gets fed, calls the man, she doesn't collect the ksuba. So usually a normal almana won't ask for the ksuba. What does she want a ksuba for now? Until she thinks of getting remarried, she would rather collect every day food, money for food, and eventually she'll collect the ksuba later on. So that would be the pshat nizoinus tenan. It's up to the almana to say, I don't want to get my ksuba now, I would rather get fed. Oy ha nizoinus tenan means it's up to the yisoimim, no. If they want to feed her, very good. But if they decide, we want to pay you up now, your ksuba, don't bother us anymore, they have the right. So that's the shayla. So the yisoimim have a right to tell her, we don't want to feed you anymore, we want to pay you the ksuba. So Mora says, that's the shalom. What does the Mishnah mean? Nizoinus oy ha nizoinus tenan. Nizoinus tenan uki anshe glil. That's what they say in anshe glil. That v'loy sagid lo yoivlo. That Yisraimim have to feed her. It's up to the almona. Kol zaman she does not ask for her ksuba, they have to feed her mizoinus. Oy duma, maybe no, the Mishnah really means ha nizoinus tenan. If the Yisraimim want to feed her. Uki anshe Yehuda. Like was said, learned in anshe Yehuda. That what we boyi lo yoyivlo, that if the Yisaimim don't want to feed her, but rather just want to pay her off for ksuba right away, they have a right to do it. So that's the shayla, what's shayna Mishnah?